Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. I'll be giving you actionable value to help you with mindset, training, and nutrition to help you transform your life. Disclaimer, I'm going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. Not because I want to be mean, but because I genuinely respect you. Also, I'm a meathead. So if you tune in and decide to give me the time out of your life that you know you'll never get back, the very least I can do for you is keep it a stack. Expect to be educated, motivated, and inspired. And get ready to laugh over some lighthearted banter. Now that that's out the way, let's chat with IFBB Pro Matt Butale. Get ready, meatheads. Time to dive in. Yo, what's up? What's happening? Welcome to another episode of the Meathead on the Mic podcast. It's your boy, the returning champ, IFBB Pro Matt Butale, and today we are going to be talking about how to build a big back, all right? So if that's something that you struggle with, if you want to build bigger shoulders, a wider back, and get some of that Dorito action going on, that V-taper action going on, then don't worry, I got you in today's episode. The only thing that I ask you is that if you get value from this podcast or anything that I post, anything that I do, please don't hesitate to like, share, comment, or leave a review on this podcast to show your support. It really does go a long way. And again, guys, I wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you weren't listening, I don't know who would be. So let's break it down. Let's talk about it. All right. How do you actually build a wide back? First of all, as a guy, why would you even want to have a wide back? Well, I hope you'd want to. But if you don't know why you'd want to, let me explain to you. Okay. So having a wide back, having, you know, wide shoulders really does help with that aesthetic look. If you look at those, you know, cartoon guys like Superman, Batman, any guy, honestly, that is a superhero, they have that. What makes them look so freaking massive or what makes them look so masculine is the wide shoulders and the width of the back. Okay. And this is, I think, a look most guys outside of having a six pack aspire to achieve. Okay, you want to have a six-pack, you want to have wide shoulders, you want to have a wide back. You know, it signifies masculinity, strength, at least within men. And if you want this, don't be ashamed, okay? It doesn't make you shallow if you go to the gym with the sole reason of looking more masculine or looking bigger or looking more aesthetic or looking like a superhero. Because I'll be honest with you, myself growing up, you know, I don't know how many of y'all watched Dragon Ball Z or GT or whatever you watched or, you know, even Marvel or DC. I tried to model my physique after superheroes, right? I found them so inspiring. I found them so strong and powerful. And that's part of the reason why, I guess subconsciously, I started training in the gym. So if that is something that you have, let's say, have, you know, somewhere in your subconscious where you like want to model your body after something that you view is strong or masculine or powerful, then I'm just going to give you the permission here to accept the fact that it's okay. You know, it's not going to make you shallow for wanting to do that. So let's break it down. So you want to have a thick, wide back. You want to have wide set shoulders. I got you. In this episode, I'll be sharing some of my secrets that I've used over the years to help me build a big back. All right. It really did help me build a big back. And if you want to, if you're smart, if you are serious, you're going to listen to this entire episode because at the very end or somewhere towards the middle or the end of this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you my personal workouts that I use to help build a big back, thick back, and wide shoulders so I can get that V-taper look. Again, guys, also it's really important to build a wide back, wide shoulders because it does help make your waist look a lot smaller, all right? So this episode isn't going to be too crazy long because I'm just going to be giving you guys information that'll be up to you to go to the gym and exercise or to implement these into your exercise routine, training routine, whatever you want to call it, so that you can experience the benefits of growing your shoulders and getting a wider back. Okay, so before we get into this recipe, guys, man to man, I'm going to tell you that there's nothing more manly than having a thick wide back with an awesome set of shoulders and traps. Okay, traps matter. I know I see a lot of guys out here building crazy shoulders, crazy upper back, but they have like a fucking pencil neck, okay? And that's shit. A pencil neck is ass, man. You don't want to have a pencil neck. You want to actually build, you know, everything when you're building your physique. It's like the guy with all chest and no legs. No. When we're focusing on the width of the back and the shoulders and the traps, like, we want everything to sort of fit together. We don't want to have too much of anything because that throws off the aesthetic and also will mess up your ability to perform properly in the gym leading on in the years, because the certain stabilizer muscles that you'll need to balance out your physique won't exist because you've neglected a certain area or a certain muscle group, which honestly, guys, you don't want to do that for too long. It looks awkward, but it will actually feel awkward as the years go on, right? It's like having quads and no calves. You don't want that shit, all right? And the ladies love it too. They like thick necks, all right? And just listen to me. I speak with experience, all right? So not only does it help your waist look smaller, no matter how big your waist is, it's super important to have a big back because our back is one of the biggest muscles on our body. It keeps us super strong and you look dominant as fuck, all right? So if you weren't already interested, I hope that listening to the episode for 5 minutes has made you like really want to fucking do it so that when I tell you this information, you actually implement it. With that said, let's dive into it. Here are 5 workouts that I personally do that help me build a big upper back, wide shoulders and thick traps so that I can have that dominant superhero-esque looking physique. All right, let's break it down. So the first thing I want to talk about here, and I'm going to get quite specific with it, is lat pull downs with various grips and like supersets. All right, so I'm going to explain the scheme here. So normally I do about 6 sets of 10 to 20 reps of a drop set with varying grips, wide, neutral, and close. So I'm gonna explain how this is. So when I go to the lat pull downs, what I do is I will start off with the wide grip. So if you don't know what the wide grip bar is, it's a wide grip bar. It's very long and has a sort of curve going downwards at the end. All right, so I get the wide grip. I'd start off with my heaviest weight, all right? And I'll do the heaviest weight for about 10 reps, nice and slow. Outside of that, it would be supersetted with 12 reps of lat pull downs. So when I do these, you know, there's the lat pull downs and then it's the pullovers, right? So you know the pullovers. I'm supersetting pullovers with lat pull downs. So I'll do my lat pull downs with the wide bar, then go right over to the lat pullovers on the cable. Bang out 12 reps of those, okay? Then I want to go back to the lat pull down. I'll switch the grip to a neutral, right? Neutral meaning my palms are facing each other, right? So I can pick a bar that has a handle where my palms are facing each other, right? And it's medium width. It's not as wide as the wide grip, but it's a different handle. Some of you guys going to the gym already know what I'm talking about. Again, you don't have to switch every single grip. I'm aware that, you know, sometimes the gym is really busy, you won't have access to all the grips. I do this because I can. I train usually at an early enough time where I can grab all those attachments and it doesn't really bother anyone. You don't have to, but I'm just telling you what I do. Okay, so then I'll do another set. I would drop the weight just by one, maybe say 10, 15 pounds. And then I'd add another 2 reps to it. Okay, so instead of 10 reps, I'll do 12 reps, but it's a little bit lighter. And then I'd go repeat the lat pullovers on the cables, then come back to the machine for lat pull downs and switch to a close grip. And the close grip, guys, is a V-bar grip. You know, think of the V-bar when you're doing horizontal cable rows. You know, when you're seated and you're doing those rows with the cable and you're sort of leaning forward, almost touching your toes, and you're rowing backwards, right? So that grip, I would use that on the vertical lat pull down. Right, so I attach it to that, and then I'll do 15 reps after dropping the weight, another 10 to 15 pounds. Okay, then I'd go back and go to the lat pullovers with the cable and do 12 reps. Okay, and I would literally repeat that 6 times, and every single set I'm dropping the weight 10 to 15 pounds and I'm switching the grip. So after I do the wide grip, I'll do the neutral grip, and then after the neutral grip, I'll do the close grip, and then I go back to wide, neutral, and close. And for the last 3 sets, I keep them at 20 reps. Okay, as I continue to drop the weight, because then I can actually control it around then, and I'm pre-fatigued enough for those 20 reps to actually hurt. Sometimes I build up so much lactic acid, I take a break, like mid-set, and then I come back and get the rest of the 5 reps. I'll do like 15, back off for like 10 seconds, come back, do the last five really slow. And the reason why I do that is, again, I want to maximize the amount of blood that I can put into my back and the contractions that I feel. And again, the volume, I still want to maintain high volume. I personally train with a lot of volume. Like, that's just what I prefer. So that's what my body responds well to. You don't necessarily have to follow the rep scheme, you know, rep for rep, but this is what I do. And if you like how my back looks, then you might want to try this out. Okay, so that's what I'll do. And that helps me build lat thickness and lat width. All right, so that's the first thing that I do. The second workout out of the five workouts that helped me personally build an upper, a bigger upper back, a thicker upper back, and wide delts as well as traps is hammer strength slash, you got the high low row. So it's high slash low. So if you understand what I'm saying, if you go to the gym and you know what the hammer strength machine is, then there's the, you know that there's a high one and then there's a low one in terms of the rows, right? Because these are rows. But I do them unilaterally. Unilaterally just means single arm, okay? I'll do about four sets of 10 to 20 reps with progressive resistance on the high one. So the high one is basically you're reaching up vertically in front of you. For those of you watching this on YouTube or Instagram or TikTok and see the video, I'm sort of grabbing vertically and then I'm pulling it down just under my pec, right? And then I repeat, like that's the rep of the sort of, that's the high row version of the hammer strength machine for the lats. And I'm doing each arm single. I'll start off fairly light, 20 reps each arm, right? And I'm usually supersetting this with the low row. So I do the same thing, 20 reps each arm, go to the low row, 20 reps each arm, and then I drop 10 pounds, or sorry, I increase 10 pounds. And then I'll drop my reps by five reps, essentially. So I'll go 20, 15, 12, and then 10, finishing off with my heaviest set, okay? And this is usually a superset. Guys, I do a lot of supersets, not only because of the volume, but because I like to just train quick. I try my best to train as quick as possible and get out. And I do a lot of movements. So again, the more supersets, the less time. I understand that there's a pump or hypertrophy benefit to supersets, but I'll be honest with you, I do it more so for convenience. Again, this is what works for me. You don't have to actually copy this entirely yourself, okay? I'm just sharing with you what works for me. You can copy and paste whatever you want to fit in or whatever you want to try in. And if you want to copy and paste the whole entire thing, you're more than welcome to. Okay? So I normally do that superset with the high and low isolated rows on the hammer strength right after I do the lat pull down and lat pull over superset with the varying grips for six sets, drop set. Okay? And now moving on to the third workout. Number three out of five when it comes to the workouts that I personally do to help myself build a bigger, wider, thicker upper back, shoulders, and traps is the dumbbell military press. This is a classic, guys. This one right here is a classic. This was very, very straightforward, a very simple movement for me. What I'll normally do is I'll do four sets. And again, 10 to 20 reps. Every single set that I do, I'm essentially increasing the weight by 20 pounds, right? And my reps will be decreasing by five reps plus, right? So I'll start off with 20 reps, then I'll go 15, then I'll go 12, and then I'll finish with 10, right? Usually my last set is my heaviest set, and I'll take maybe about 1 to 2 minutes in between to rest because I do push quite heavy on the dumbbell military press. Also, I stretch and I hydrate in between sets. I don't stretch too hard. I stretch just enough to sort of allow myself to continue to be mobile as I put on more weight. Because I noticed this happens with myself and maybe with you, if you're listening to this, that, you know, as you increase the weight, you sort of get more stiff because you have to be more rigid to push against that weight. So I make sure that I'm opened up enough. My muscles or my joints are loose enough so that I have the freedom to push properly without restricting my range of motion. So again, I just sort of keep my joints moving around and nothing too crazy, just like very, very short static stretches or dynamic stretches. And when I say short static, I mean literally 1 to 2 second hold and then I let go because I don't like static stretching during my workouts. I just don't feel safe when I do that. Or I just take a long walk to the water fountain in between my sets, you know, and hydrate and stuff. And You could bring a water bottle to the gym, but personally, I prefer not to do that because I take advantage of walking to the water fountain as a break, as like a rest. So I would be like, okay, when I go to the water fountain and then I come back, I'm gonna hit my set immediately, as opposed to sitting there being bored and looking at the time, waiting for time to pass. It just gives me something to do. It's something that I personally do. It's a method that I like to enforce, and you can definitely do it yourself. You don't have to. But guys, the dumbbell military press builds a fucking monstrous set of front delts, essentially the front part of your shoulder that you can see when you look at your chest in the mirror when you do it consistently. So if you also want to have that nice, capped shoulders looking like fucking Goku when he turns Super Saiyan for the first time, it's very important that you do dumbbell military presses, in my opinion. All right. So the fourth workout out of five workouts that we do to build a massive upper body is this delt destruction triple set. I know some of you guys that are OGs on the Meathead on the Mic podcast might know about this workout already. I've been doing this for fucking years. This one is like one of my favorites. It's been, what, 3, 5 years I've been doing this. I guess I've changed the variants, but I stuck to the principle of hitting three different parts of my delt, which is number one, I would hit the front raises. So front delt raises for 12 reps with a dumbbell. I usually do it isometric. It's the best if you want to develop true symmetry and isolate it so that you can develop strength in your respective left and right side. Again, anything you do single arm or anything you do single leg, anything you do isometric is going to help you, or isolated is going to help you do, help you develop a physique that is very symmetrical. So unilateral movements, isolated unilateral movements are going to help you develop a nice symmetrical look. Like if you've ever, and this is just an example, sort of a tangent here. If you ever bench press and you look at yourself, or even squat, and you look at yourself in the mirror while you're benching, and the bar is usually tilted towards one side, it's a sign that you have a dominating side. Like it's a sign you have maybe your right is stronger than your left is stronger than your right when it comes to your arms, your chest, or your feet, foot placement as well, even when you squat. And the way to correct that is to take advantage of unilateral movements. So training single leg, okay, or instead of doing barbell, you're doing dumbbell press, right? Same thing with shoulder press. So that's what I do. And the way that it translates within your lift is the way that it translates within your physique. So it's very important to incorporate unilateral movements. I love it. You should try it out too if you haven't already. So anyway, back to the delt destruction triple set. I will do three movements. It's a triple set that includes three movements. One for the front delt, one for the side of your delt, and one for your rear delts. Delts just means shoulders, guys, if you don't know what delts mean. So front delts is when you look at your chest, you can see that part of your shoulder. The side delts is sort of, if I'm looking at you, facing you straight on, what makes my shoulders look 3D and pop out sideways, that's the what we call the lateral or the middle delt. And then the rear delt is, let's say if you were to look, if I was to face sideways and you're looking at my body sideways and you look at the back of my shoulder and you can see that part popping out, that's the back of the delt. That's the rear delt. Rear just means the back, right? So rear shoulder, rear delt, right? And I would hit each and every single one of those heads of the delt 12 reps, three sets. So dumbbell frontal raises, dumbbell lateral raises, and then you can either do face pulls for 12 reps. You can do an easy, what I personally do is an easy bar rear delt row. So it'd be chest supported. I'd get an easy bar, lean forward on the sort of, I'll set it up like an incline bench, and then I'll just row against it, right? Or you can just bend halfway down and row. It's up to you. It's essentially a wide grip row that you're doing for your rear delts, or you can do face pulls. Whatever you find is most comfortable for you and like you have the best range of motion doing, you can do it. But the whole point is that you're targeting every part of the delt. So the front, the middle, and the back. And I do that for 12 reps. And then once I do the triple set, I'd back off, go to the water fountain, drink a little bit, maybe shuffle around some music, breathe for like a cool 2 minutes because it's quite high volume. And then I'd get back into it. So I'd repeat that for three sets. All right. So that's the delt destruction triple set. I repeat it for three sets. I stretch and or hydrate in between the sets. And this builds all three heads of the delts, which will make you look even wider. And definitely this part fills out in your t-shirts if you don't already know. Okay. Number five, when it comes to the five movements that I do to help myself build a nice V taper aesthetic, small waist, big shoulders, big traps, okay? This is the dumbbell trap shrugs. I used to do the barbell trap shrugs, like, you know what they are. Like, you get the barbell, you just grab the barbell, you start shrugging. And there's nothing really wrong with it. I just found that I wanted to, like, when I looked at the mirror, even though I felt a good contraction in both parts of my traps, I noticed that the bar would, like, you know, tilt, you know, usually to the left, meaning I was a little bit more dominant with my right at the top of my rep. So I'm like, hey, I got to fix this imbalance. And because I practice what I preach, I went to the dumbbells. All right. And so I went to the dumbbells to do dumbbell trap shrugs. And normally what I do, it's the same scheme that I would do with the barbell, because the barbell, I usually do four sets of 20, keep the weight the same. I don't do the progressive resistance with it. I just, you know, focus on the contraction and I keep it at a reasonable weight for me. And that reasonable weight might be something else for you. For me, it's two plates or 100-pound dumbbells each arm. For you, it could be whatever it is, whatever you feel is comfortable enough for you to get the most out of 20 reps. And usually at this point of the workout, I'm fatigued, so I don't really try to push too much in terms of the weight there. And traps don't really need that much weight. They just need a really, really good contraction with a challenging enough weight. So four sets of 20 reps for each arm, isolated dumbbell shrugs. Or if you want to do the barbell, you can definitely do it. And if you notice that you have some imbalances with the load and you notice that you have like a dominating side, you can definitely go to the Smith machine. I personally don't prefer it because it just feels weird and it takes away some of the tension that I get on the negative of the rep, but on the contraction of the rep, it still feels really good on the Smith machine. I just would like to have as much tension going down as I do going up because I personally believe it makes it a little bit more difficult. And because it makes it a little bit more difficult, I believe I get more out of it and I just like the challenge. So again, that's my personal preference. You can do as you please. Okay, and one thing I want to emphasize when you are doing the dumbbell trap shrugs is you want to have a half second hold at the, like when you are contracting at the top, when you're essentially, your traps are all hiked up and bunched up together when you're contracting, you want to make sure you're having a half second hold at that portion of the rep to really engage the traps. And what I see a lot of guys doing is like these momentum shrugs where they're just sort of bouncing the weight on their traps and they're not really holding the contraction. The same thing goes with calves. You know, a lot of guys just bounce when they're doing the calf raises. No, have a half second hold at the top, engage the muscles, and then slowly come down or control the negative and the stretch of the weight so that you can ensure you're targeting the muscles and that you're going to grow them, okay? Because if you can't feel it, it's probably not going to grow. You're just using momentum, all right? You can do this with barbells, as I said earlier on, but dumbbells will definitely help you build out or even out any trap imbalances. You can use the Smith machine, as I said, as well. But dumbbells, again, are goated when it comes to developing symmetry. And you'll be able to isolate each trap by itself so you can develop that full look and you can get a full contraction when you can, you know, when you focus on going unilateral, all right? And this will give you a thick fucking neck to match your wide shoulders and your wide back. Trust me, you want to have a thick neck if you have big shoulders, because it just looks fucking weird if you have big shoulders and a wide back and no neck. It just whose head is that and why is it there? You know, like, imagine if Superman or Batman or Goku or fucking Vegeta didn't have traps. Like, what the fuck would that look like? That looked like a drawing mistake. Like, they drew someone's head on the wrong body, right? And you don't want that. Also, there are benefits to having a strong neck that you want. All right, so guys, that's it. Those are the five staple movements that I've been doing over the last 5 years. Again, I would vary certain movements between dumbbell Smith and barbell, but you know, for the most part, that's essentially what it is, right? And these movements over the years have helped me make my upper body more chiseled, thicker, wider, so that I can be aesthetically pleasing. All right, and if you want to support a wicked fucking V-taper that makes my back look like a Dorito and you want your back to look like a fucking Dorito, then all I want you to do, guys, is try this out and let me know how it goes for you, all right? So shoot me a DM anywhere. You can literally Google me, M-A-T-T space B-U-T-A-L-E, Matt Butale, and just let me know how it works for you, all right? Reach out to me and say, yo, I tried this tip, this worked, or this didn't work, right? And what can I do to make this more impactful? All right, I'm here to help. That's it. That's all. It's free game. If you like this episode, share it with a friend. Don't forget to like, share, and comment on this podcast, or leave a review to show your support. It really does go a long way. Without you guys, I wouldn't be able to do this. If you were not listening, I don't know who would be. All right. Hope I was able to deliver a valuable experience to you guys and girls today. Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. Let's embrace your inner meathead together. It's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. IFBB Pro Matt Butali signing out. Boom.
Thank you so much for your precious time and attention. This is the number one podcast for anyone on this planet, country, or nation who wants to get in the best physical shape for their next vacation. Don't forget to implement at least one thing from this podcast. Remember, information without implementation is just fucking noise. I provide actionable value for a reason. Take full advantage of it. If you laughed, cried, got any value, motivation, or inspiration from this podcast, share it out to one friend who you know will enjoy it too. Shameless plug, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Matt Butali, if you want to know this meathead on a more personal level. Heads up, it's not safe for work and it can get explicit. Viewer's discretion is advised, but I promise you will still laugh, learn, and get value. Also, if you want to lose 25 pounds and become a part of the Natural Nomad Academy and join the meathead community, feel free to DM me and I'll see if you'll be a good fit. Let's embrace your inner meathead. All right, it's been nice chatting. Hope you like what today's topic was about. Natural Nomad Academy head coach and natural IFBB pro Matt Butali signing out.